Samantha Maiden is the political editor for news.com.au. Welcome back to Breakfast, Sam.
Good morning.
Now, Christy McBain wasn't willing to comment on the speculation that the Prime Minister could be about to do an about-face on the question of a federal royal commission following Bondi. But there does seem to have been a shift in the government's language, doesn't there?
Well, I think there's two things that's happened in the last 24 hours. One is, I mean, we reported at news.com that people that have had direct conversations with the Prime Minister have indicated that he is willing to shift and willing to consider a royal commission. There's also reports that behind the scenes that there are political staffers that are working on options. Now, whether that means jumping on in some way to the New South Wales Royal Commission, the Prime Minister certainly made some comments in a press conference yesterday that that they continue to have discussions with New South Wales about how that would work. There's no doubt that the Prime Minister has been incredibly reluctant to do this, and he's put all sorts of reasons on the table why he didn't think that this was the right thing to do. But I think it's also clear that there's incredible disquiet in the government, within Labor caucus, in some segments of Labor caucus, not suggesting all, about the way this has played out and the way it's really set the government up in opposition to, you know, not only the families of victims, which is a terrible look for the government, but just a really broad-ranging groups in the community, whether that is political leaders, lawyers, you know, intelligence experts. There is a widespread, I think, demand for there to be a really strong look at anti-Semitism. Now, he has set up the Dennis Richardson Inquiry, which is a targeted probe into the intelligence agencies, whether they're set up in the right way and whether there's anything we need to know about the way that they handled these matters in the lead up to the attack. But we also know that there's going to be a New South Wales Royal Commission. But I think that there has been concern that this is a national issue. It's not a New South Wales specific issue, and all the signs in terms of that changed language, whether it is when the Prime Minister was put on the spot yesterday and asked a number of times, will you rule it out? And he basically said, we're prepared to do anything we need to do.
Do you think then we could see an announcement soon, or is there something else he's still waiting for before making that final decision? What are you hearing?
Well, my understanding is that there's further meetings on this issue today. The people that I spoke to for the story when we broke the fact that the Prime Minister was shifting on this issue on news.com indicated that some sort of outcome could come as early as the end of the week. There is other speculation that he may wait until Parliament returns. And they did stress that no final decision has been made. I think it's quite telling that National Security Committee continues to meet on a very regular basis. Now, obviously, there would be other matters on the agenda other than just this, and presumably a Royal Commission may have to go to Cabinet in some way. But I think that the silence of a lot of very senior MPs that are involved in these discussions tells you quite a lot, and the shift in the language, whether it's Mark Butler, the Health Minister, very politically close to the Prime Minister, who's now saying that, you know, they respect these calls for a Royal Commission, Jim Chalmers saying that they're coming from a good place, tells you that there's a shift on here. And I think that there are a lot of people concerned in the government that the Prime Minister has been very stubborn on this. He hasn't been prepared to move, but all the signs are now that he is going to be prepared to move in some way.
And Christy McBain there refusing to be drawn, saying, I'm just focused on my portfolio. I guess we can expect more of that kind of statement over the next couple of days, perhaps, as this plays out?
Well, I mean, with respect, Ms. McBain is an incredibly junior minister. I wouldn't imagine that she would be directly involved in these discussions at this stage. They would have been within the leadership group, within National Security Committee. At some point they'll go to Cabinet, but it's really not really something that's in her bailiwick. So, you know, presumably she may be given her writing instructions in terms of what to say. I don't think that the Prime Minister is enthusiastic about this. I think there are concerns that from his perspective that he thinks that it could platform anti-Semitism. Now, there have been very strong voices in the Jewish community. I'm not saying it's a homogenous group saying that they don't agree with that, and they do want a look at anti-Semitism. So, you know, I think we'll find out the way this plays out. I think a lot of people are scratching their heads that the government has been so reluctant to act on this issue. But, you know, I think that we'll know sooner rather than later where the Prime Minister's decided to land on it.
Allegra Spender there expressing the view that if the Prime Minister does change his mind, then that is a show of strength, essentially. But how do you think this will play with the opposition if it does go that way?
Well, the reality is that the opposition is in a very weak strategic position in Parliament. I mean, they just don't have enough, a large number of seats. And there's no suggestion that that is going to change anytime soon. But they have been given a significant platform on this issue because I think that there's certainly an argument that the Prime Minister's been out of step with a lot of the views of the community on this, that they would like to see some sort of royal commission. So, you know, to some extent, the opposition's role in this is largely rhetorical. You know, they don't have necessarily the power or at all on the floor of Parliament to do something about this, but I think they have been reasonably effective and quite relentless in prosecuting this argument publicly.
Samantha Maiden, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Samantha Maiden is the political editor for news.com.